Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Do you ever find yourself wishing your life was different? I think that's totally normal. We're all human. I find myself wishing certain areas of my life were different. It's healthy to want to progress, but there's a big difference in staying excited about where you're going and growing and staring at your life and wishing things were really different. Thinking, if only you wouldn't have stayed in that marriage for so long. If only you would have gone to college. If only you would have started investing earlier. Blah, 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 right? Stop driving in reverse. This is what I call driving in reverse. This is a super common habit that blocks us from creating greatness in our life. Three things that I encourage you to take out of your vocabulary as much as you can. I say some of these. Yes, I definitely do. And you'll know when I say these that you do too. But the first one is, I wish I would have. This is definitely one that, you know, I catch myself, my husband and I actually look at stocks and all of the investment world when 2020 happened. And we were talking about certain things, you're like, oh my gosh, look how low this is, look how low that is. And we've had conversations since then of like, wow, what if we would have, you know, put all of our money in this stock and look where it's at today? And we just go, oh, we can't do that, because it kind of makes you feel a little regretful, right? A little sick to your stomach sometimes. But the next one is, if only I could have, or I really should have. So coulda, woulda, shoulda will hold you back, my love. Realize that when you say one of these sentences that start like this, you're driving in reverse. There's so many times when I've been in a certain situation in life that I felt like it was a mistake. I didn't understand. It was like looking at it going, why did I do this? Or why did my life turn out this way? Back in 2012, this was definitely a moment for me. And my husband had gotten a business opportunity. He comes home, he's all excited because he talked to his boss and he shared with me, like, honey, guess what? I got this opportunity to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, open a dealership, and it's going to be a great opportunity for our family. Well, I certainly did not feel the same way he did. I was like, I'm not going to Las Vegas. That's not something I'm doing. I'm not picking up our four children and moving there. At the time, I had two toddlers and two teenagers, and I certainly did not feel like that was something that I wanted to do. Well, he was really upset with me, and things got elevated and really hard with us because we started fighting, and we started fighting a lot because we were on completely different pages, and it was really hard. But I ended up meeting this woman, and she had had an experience on the other side. She had a life after death experience. And when people have those profound experiences on the other side, their spiritual gifts are really open. Those direct channels to the spirit world are completely blown open. And so she would get a lot of messages. And to the normal person, she would seem very, very strange. And to me, you know, I was just stepping into this world of spirituality and learning. And it was weird. Like the things she was saying to me, it was strange. And I didn't really know if I believed a lot of it. But one thing she said to me was, you are meant to go to Las Vegas. You are meant to go there, and there are specifically a group of women that are waiting for you. They're waiting for you to heal. And at the time, it was like, what in the world is she talking about? That makes zero sense. I'm a stay-at-home mom with kids in diapers and running teenagers. Like, it made no sense as to what she was talking about. But she did say, you are meant to go to Vegas. And I ended up, not because of what she said, but it was a piece of the puzzle that helped me at least feel a little bit more confirmation that it was the right move to go. But I ended up moving with my husband and our children, and it was a year of growth. It was hard. It was painful. There were a lot of tears. It was scary. But in the end, it was a beautiful year. And it was so profound for me because we ended up moving there and we rented out our house here in Utah. And we just moved there and rented a house. And our plan was to purchase a home there and just keep our home in Utah as a rental. And the job didn't work out. It fell through. We had uprooted our whole family and things went awry, and it was really not a good year as far as that goes. And we ended up coming back a year later. And at the time, it made no sense. You know, my husband and I remember us looking at each other like, what? Why did this happen? Why did we move here? What is this all about? This doesn't make any sense. And I'm sure my husband was feeling really bad and like he had made a mistake. I know he felt that at the time, but looking back on it now, it makes perfect sense. So I end up meeting a woman there, and she's the only woman that I have kept in contact with all these years. And she has become one of my dearest friends. And I ended up obviously moving back, and 3 or 4 years later, doing my own personal growth, I eventually ended up stepping into this role as a coach and in the spiritual world as a healer and really taking people on their own personal growth journeys. And I now have a coaching group where we meet every Friday and we dive deep into personal growth and we support each other. And it's truly a special place of love and light. And my dear friend that I met in Las Vegas, she's in that group. She's there every Friday with me. And it has rippled out. And a big portion of the women in that group on Fridays are from Las Vegas. And so now it makes so much sense as to what that woman had told me and that it truly was destined. But at the time, it just didn't add up and I didn't understand it. I didn't see it. Which on that note, I invite you to join us on Fridays. It's my coaching group. It's such a special group. It's called Awaken. And if you're ready to commit to your growth, join us. We meet every Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. All calls are recorded for replay if you can't be on live. But I'll have the link in the show notes to check it out. But come and join us because it truly is a life-changing program and you can jump in and out at any time. There's no commitment on it, but you know, the people that commit and they show up and they go on that journey, it really is a space to change your life and to elevate and find those like-minded people that you can be in a space, a safe space to grow together. It's really, really special. So I've also had so many things in my past that I viewed as mistakes and later realized what they were all about. Give anything enough time and the meaning will eventually reveal itself. Another huge one, going back even further for me, which is hands down my biggest lesson when it comes to, you know, things happening and not understanding in that moment what they're all about when it's feeling awful, like the end of your world, and how can you even go on? The first time I had that experience that was my most profound, and that was when I was 24 years old. And I was getting divorced. I had 2 children, and I couldn't see how down the road my life would turn out. I couldn't see how it would be okay. I was terrified. I didn't feel like moving forward. If only I would have known at that time what was waiting for me down the road, then I would have gotten in my car and drove fast, right? But I didn't know. And so I definitely drove in reverse for quite a while because I was so scared to get in the driver's seat and start moving forward in my life. But if I would have realized the love that was waiting for me, because I'm with my husband, Danny, and it would be several years from then. It was about 6 years later before I would meet my husband. But the biggest message I have for you today is to trust. Trust that wherever you're at right now is okay. And at any time, you can get in that driver's seat and start moving towards the life that you deserve. Stop beating yourself up over things from the past or wishing for something different. Later, it will make sense. Have faith and begin moving forward. And I promise down the road, it will all make sense. So, three things to help you move forward when you catch yourself wishing that things were different in your life. Number one, remind yourself that you're human and your so-called mistakes are a huge part of your training to prepare you for your future experiences. They're really valuable and they're really important. There are some mistakes that I'm making the air quotes right now as I say mistakes because I realize they're not mistakes. But at the time, like there were so many things that I just thought, I don't understand how this is a blessing. Some experiences that I went through were so painful and I felt so bad about myself for making certain decisions that I didn't see how I could ever forgive myself or how I could ever get past these so-called mistakes that I had made in my life. And now looking at them, you know, there were so many things that I had to experience in the trenches in order to build that bridge of compassion as a life coach. And I know a lot of people that listen to me and follow my work, their calling is also to be a healer and to guide people on their journey. And so if this resonates with you, I want you to hear me that there were things in my life that I had done that I felt so bad about, and I felt like a failure. And I want you to realize that if that resonates with you and you feel like there are things in your life that you have done that you don't know how you can move forward or forgive yourself or respect yourself, you know, maybe you've had several failed marriages, or maybe you've made mistakes with your children. Or whatever it is, maybe you've had a battle with addiction, but whatever it is, you know, that is possibly your training in the trenches for your life's work. And it helps you build that bridge of compassion. It's so important. You know, if I hadn't stumbled and fell, how could I relate to my precious clients that are going through their own trenches in life? I had to be able to meet them on that bridge and know to some degree how they're feeling, know what it feels like to feel like a failure or to have a failed marriage or to go through grief or to experience shame from your past of things that you've done or whatever. But that's the first thing I want you to do is first and foremost, realize that they're not mistakes. They are if you just keep doing them. If you just keep making the same mistake and spinning, then yeah, that's a mistake. That's not growth. That's not any gift in your life. But if you look at them and you stand up and decide to do different and do better and to move forward, those are precious gems in your life. So realize that that's the first thing is to remind yourself that you're human. And that it's all okay as long as you're moving forward, right? And then number two, reach for faith and trust in the divine, unveiling to you in the future why things happened this way and why they took those turn of events. It will all make sense one day. Can you think of something that has happened in your life that at the time you thought, there's no way this will ever be okay? And then it did. It worked out. You healed, You learned. You were grateful for that turn of events later in your life. Number three, allow the universe to support you and bring you something better. But you've got to allow. You know, the art of allowing takes practice. You've heard the saying, just get out of your own way. Well, you've got to stop, shift out of reverse, take a deep breath, and say, I am ready to move forward. Let's go. Thanks for being here today. Much love to you all, and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.